All right.
Welcome to Enlightened Radio on the 25th of March 2024, unless there's been a time warp. And nope. But I don't think
so. And it is 7:12 in the AM on the East Coast.
Enlightened Radio broadcast at www.enlightenradio.org and on player.enlightenradio.org. And our podcasts are stored on podcasts.enlightenradio.org.
Is it podcast or Podbean?
Podcasts. Podbean podcast. Is, hold on. Podbean is the host for the podcast. But, and there's a website there, actually, too. It's, I don't take care of it. It's automatically generated by Podbean called democracyroad.podbean.com.
Very nice. democracyroad.podbean.com. Very nice.
So they're all the shows, including Fanny's and everybody's that are listed there. Anyway, welcome to the Turd Sandwich Cafe and the Sports and Comedy Attack by General Mike Cucarini.
Oh, God, General. No, please. I really don't want the job. I really.
Oh, you got fired? Oh, shit.
I don't want to be the general. I have no. I don't want to. I'm not the boss. People, I'm not my wife's the boss. I'm not the boss.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Okay, but.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning to all the ships at sea, vehicles on the ground, planes in the air, all you folks out there running around like crazy. Thank you for tuning in to this part of the internet. We're sorry you got stuck on us, but we're going to move forward. We have the NCAA March Madness is going on. There hasn't been any real genuine. I mean, in the first round, there was a couple of really nasty upsets. Kentucky went out in the first round, and they were like a number two seed, and they got beat by like a 14. JMU got their ass kicked in the second round by North Carolina. North Carolina is a really good team, but I'm thinking that there is a possibility for the first time in a very long time that UConn will go back to back with national championships. They're really good down low. They sucked in their 3-point shots. They were like 3 for 23, John, and it didn't fucking matter. It did not matter. They were underneath just getting the boards. They attack the boards like nobody's business. They always get the rebounds. They always follow up their shots. They've got a killer fast break. They've got a lot of talent. Their bench could start anywhere else. And they're a really good basketball team. Let's just put it that way. So, and I know over on the women's side in the bracketology, people are talking about Iowa and Caitlin Clark, the most prolific scoring machine in NCAA history. She has foregone her senior year to be drafted into the WNBA, which makes perfect sense. She's making a shitload of money, and she's packing stadiums everywhere she goes because people want to see the female version of Steph Curry. You know, essentially, she didn't really have a good game her first game in the tournament. I don't think she scored any points. I think she scored 26 points in the second half. She really wasn't. She started to heat up in the second half, but sometimes I think we take these players and put a little bit too much responsibility just on the player. They do have a pretty damn good team. You know, the rest of the players on that team play extremely well. They're a really good choking kind of defense. They get right up in your face. They play good basketball. So that's going on. And then you're like, I think not too far away from the NBA playoffs. Pick right now, and they have a tendency to break my heart every time I can pick them, but I think the Boston Celtics are going to win the NCAA, or I'm sorry, the national championship in the NBA.
Do you want to?
I got.
Do you
I
have
got
any
Boston
skin?
Do
you have any
in
skin
NBA,
in that
I
game?
UConn.
I mean, if they lose, can we ask you to perform some community service?
No, I don't have time. I'm already doing my community service. I am a community service machine. So no, I'm really, really kind of interested in what's going on with the UFL, the United Football League, which is, as I have described on the show before, a merger of the USFL and the XFL into one league rather than having two spring leagues. That makes perfect sense. I understand that because, you know, they want to be able to draw more people. And I think they're actually doing exceptionally well. And I'll give Dwayne Johnson a lot of credit for revitalizing spring football with his money.
Dwayne Johnson, ex-wife. Isn't he the mummy?
If you smell what the rock is cooking. Oh, I'm sorry. What'd you say your name was? It doesn't matter what your name is. Okay, sorry.
By the way, we should have a mummy sandwich, I think, in the cafe.
Well, I don't know that he's. I think he's in a. I don't think he's in the mummy. I think it's.
Maybe
I
he was. Was he the guy with the baseball bat that was, you know, sheriff someplace or something?
Walking Tall, the remake. Did Walking Tall, the remake. Dwayne Johnson's been in a lot. He was in Black Adam, and everybody. You beat the shit out of it. I thought it was pretty good. I like a good.
Well, that's why we're in the Turd Sandwich Cafe. You need to beat the shit out of something. Is, I want to tell you, it's going to show up in our sandwich.
But I'll tell you, he's an older guy, but man, he works so hard to keep himself in shape. He really does.
Well, it takes. I mean, look, how's Arnold doing anyway? How's his workout routine?
What's that?
Arnold's rope workout routine. What's it like
Arnold
now?
Arnold's perfectly happy not working out the way he used to. Arnold's perfectly happy having fun. He's having a lot of fun right now. I love the fact that they were talking to one of the directors of the Batman films that him and Danny DeVito, because Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger are friends. They did a movie called Twins.
I remember seeing it. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it was a pretty decent comedy. They were supposed to be.
It was funny.
Like fraternal twins, which was hilarious. I mean, that's funny on its face. Yeah. But Arnold does have more of a biting sense of humor these days, I think.
Good. He's been the victim of some humor. Might as well deliver some.
Well, Arnold, he's always been like the State Farm commercial he did for the Super Bowl. Arnold, where the director comes out, they start filming. It's like what it's like to be a good neighbor. And the director goes, Arnold, listen, it's great. It's going great, man. It's really great. But listen, I'm hearing neighbor. It's neighbor. So can we just get into the chopper? Get into the chopper. I think it's chopper. All right, I said it already. I'm done. I'm finished. Okay. It's like, man, the director sometimes, I'm sure in the past, on films like Predator and things like that, they're probably like, are very careful with Arnold so he doesn't go off. Back then, he was very large and intimidating. You know? So it's like, dude, easy.
You know, he actually wasn't as tall as I thought he was. I saw him in the
LAX
one time.
In his 60s, man. He's shrunken. He's, you know.
He was like 5'11", maybe. Not quite 6. I don't think he was.
Yeah, he's not quite 6 foot. Yeah.
Right.
He used to be 6'2". His measurements from the bodybuilding competition.
Oh,
was
they
6'2".
Were? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, but he's
but this
is
6'2". When he was had just won for the election for governor. And he was in the airport. And was doing a press conference, which he was actually pretty skilled at to be.
Once you deal with the Hollywood paparazzi, you're pretty smooth.
Anyway, so
doing.
a bunch of the questioning, you know, was trying to go back to something about him having a casting couch in his movie career. And he looked at the reporter, okay, lit a cigar, and said, "Old news, fuck you, old news, you lost."
Yeah,
babe.
I mean, it's like when they used him in the Terminator, they just said we're going to have minimal dialogue for the Terminator.
Yeah, right.
You know, things like, I'll be back, you know.
I'll be back.
the plasma rifle in the 50-watt range. Only what you see, pal. Only what you see. Your clothes. Give them to me. Now. Nice night for a walk, eh?
You know.
He's walking, you know, when he first arrives, he's naked.
Yes, so
he
does.
Walks up to this gang guys, and he's like, your clothes. Yeah. Give them to me. Now.
Yeah, right. I remember.
The next scene's just all those guys beat up and him wearing the one guy's clothes. It's very funny.
Yeah, you know. Yeah,
he's had some really, really big success. He's one of the guys that, you know, transferred from bodybuilding into entertainment, and he still maintained his look for a long period of time. And I think now it's just kind of he's still having a good time.
He's not lifting for, you know, bulk.
No, I think he still lifts. He still does workouts every day.
If you've been a bodybuilder, I think if you don't, you know, right? You know this better than me. Anybody? Yeah. I mean, that if you don't keep it up, I mean, it does turn to
because sometimes your metabolism remains up here.
Yeah, yeah.
And so does your diet.
Yeah.
So you're consuming more than you're burning.
Yeah, yeah.
Most definitely, big time, because that bodybuilders have to be very careful with their diet. They really do. That's a Chris Lavoie on a show that I. Stephanie Miller show, Chris Lavoie looks fantastic. I mean, he looks like he is a bodybuilder, but he talks about, you know, it's hard to maintain. You got to go to the gym every day.
It's a full-time job. Yeah.
Every single day. If you're committed to it, man,
you know, the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, protein. I may actually not be that far from the potential when we move. I'm not going to be that far from a gym down there. So I'm very excited about that part.
Well, you know,
and it's not that expensive. So, that should be good. We're hustling, man. We just got a lot of decisions were made yesterday that are going to create a whole lot of work over the next couple of weeks.
Well, do you have any assistance?
Well, we were going to approach you about your truck, but I don't know that that's necessary. And you did tell me to give you, you know, about a 3 or 4 day notice before we.
Yeah. Well.
Because Ben's using it.
So, I have to talk to you after off the air. There may be an issue with the truck.
Yeah, whenever. There's not
this
issue,
week.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, but I don't want to talk about it on the air.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just
I'll call you. It might be possible, but I'm just something came up that I probably should talk to you about offline.
Oh yeah, sure. No, that's no problem, dude. No problem.
Anyway, but now I have I have a piece of shit to talk about.
Oh no! It's fun. Then we can segue right into the turd.
That
is part of the turd sandwich cafe.
Now imagine, I just want imagine for example that you are having a dinner party, and you know it's to raise money for a local charity. Okay. A good deal, something everybody thinks is good.
Right, right. You come in and raise money, and everybody feels comfortable, and you give a lot of it away. Yeah.
You sell some tickets to this little banquet, you know, to raise some money. Mm-hmm. And one of the tables is purchased by ISIS. You know,
really?
And says, I really support your charity. We'd like to have dinner too. And then what do you do about that? That's a shit sandwich, man.
Yeah, I just don't know that I if I was aware that that's who's making the purchase, there would be no purchase. I'd just say that's not for sale. Sorry. You can have a sandwich. Can I tempt you with this little? If you don't like the sandwich, you'll love the sides.
You know,
the sides are milkshakes of diarrhea. They're fantastic. We've emulsified them. We have a double emulsion blender that we just it's great.
That's yummy. I thought I would just add that to. You know, I think that's kind of just what happened when ISIS attacked Russia.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You know, it's unbelievable.
Hey, guys. Hey, listen, I know we hate each other, We're not getting along really well right now, but I have some information here that your boss may be interested in. There's going to be an attack on this theater soon. You may want to think about that. 4 days later, somebody mows down, a group mows down like 135 Russians. And it was Ukraine. Okay, all right, sure. That's the answer.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
I watched The Daily Show. Yep. With Jon Stewart,
yeah.
His most recent shows last Monday. And then I watched The Daily Show after that with the two hosts, the male and the female host. I can't remember their names, but they did a really good job. I enjoyed their show as well. I thought they did well. Yeah. It was pretty impressive the way they handled it.
What did they do?
There's a lot of, timing wise, they mock themselves, they mock the news, they constantly bash, everyone, which is to be expected by that show. I'm not a big fan of the show that's on after Stephen Colbert now.
What's that?
It's more for a younger generation. It's for clicks. It's Taylor Tomlinson, I think her name is.
Oh,
is that
it? I haven't watched
it. It's the Late Late Show.
Oh.
The one that she took over from the guy on the West Coast that was the song and dance guy that basically did kind of just a monologue. The British guy. A little heavy set.
I don't know him. I don't
know. He was there for a long time.
I haven't watched Saturday Night Live.
I never liked the show anyway, so I didn't.
I like some of the skits. If I watch them later, someone sends them to me on YouTube or something, but. We just don't do that anymore.
Very simple name. And he had like these bits like car karaoke where they get in the car with a famous person and they'd sing a song, maybe their song. Like John Legend would ride along with him and they would sing along to whatever music was on the radio or whatever, and it was more like karaoke. So, I thought it was interesting. I watched that bit a couple of times. I thought it was okay. I didn't think he had the right kind of timing to deliver a really, really good monologue. I watched a couple of his monologues. I thought, it's okay.
Yeah.
But that's just it. It's okay. So,
well, by the way, in terms of the local.
He's a song and dance guy. He didn't have a stand-up background. People don't realize Colbert doesn't have a stand-up background. He did improvisation. He didn't do stand-up.
Yeah, right. He's like a character actor.
Right, he was part of, I think, the...
he played a right-wing guy for, 10 years on The Daily Show?
Well, yeah, that was his character. Everybody was in on the joke.
Well, yeah, you could tell, because he made himself look like a jerk. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Nation, let me explain.
Yeah, he was good.
he's just very good. He's a very good... he knows how to handle the monologue. I think his interviews are interesting. I like the questions he asks. People aren't always ready for the questions he asks. I like the fact that he has the little blue cards in front of him. And every once in a while, he'll let the celebrity look up. What does it say next? And they'll look at the blue card. He'll go, I don't know. I forgot that question. And they'll both look at it together and have fun reading the question. It's fun. I mean, he has a good time. He knows how to have a good time with his guests. Make them feel comfortable. I don't think I guess the only really uncomfortable interview I saw was with Paul Giamatti on Colbert.
Well, yeah.
It just
didn't work.
Yeah, it just didn't seem like the guys really got along that well. Stephen didn't seem particularly pleased with Paul.
Hmm. He's a great
and vice versa.
Actor, Paul Giamatti. I love it. He even when I don't like his roles sometimes, I like the way he plays them. I mean, I can tell he's a very skilled. I lost your audio.
I'm not drinking any fucking Merlot.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, right. There
it's
you
from
go.
Sideways. It's from the movie Sideways, which is a very famous
great movie.
Cult hit.
I
excellent movie. Yeah. Excellent movie. Those two in that movie were hilarious. I mean, it was like a buddy film.
It was fun.
So he was very good in that. And The Holdovers is phenomenal. I watched The Holdovers and I thought, wow, he's really good. I will not take anything away from Mr. Giamatti. I think he's a brilliant actor. But sometimes I get the feeling that he might be just a little cocky.
About, I mean, arrogant, like cocky, like that kind of thing. Get out of my way. I'm an important person.
Yeah, and he might not be. I could be totally wrong. He might be the nicest guy in the world. Okay. Maybe the time. I don't know. This is just my own opinion. There's some people that share, some people that don't.
He's very short, right?
Yeah, well, you're never going to be able to take away the fact that the guy's a brilliant actor. He's really good at what he does. That's why people tuned into Billions. Billions was a runaway hit, and they didn't even think it was going to do that well.
You know, the president of my union one time was a very short guy. He once told me, and he had a kind of a cocky attitude, but he once told me that that when you're short and you're growing up in the Depression, if you don't do some damage to people, they just won't let you go. They'll just total you, you know, walk on you and step on you. He says, yeah. You know, so yeah. Even if you're small, if somebody big...
Punch
higher, do some damage, you know, and so anybody that wants to get you it's gonna hurt them too, you know.
Bring that stepladder everywhere you go, everywhere you go.
You know, so you can get
that
a little
stepladder,
you know,
and those platform shoes. Let's do it.
You know, it's like a short rooster, you know, something like that.
Hey man, I'm a really short guy. I'm only like 5. I'm barely 5'7". If I'm 5'7",
well, see, yeah.
5'7".
So you're
I think I might be 5'6".
Yeah.
Now.
So you have you understand, you know, where that's coming from a little bit. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Well, words used to describe my size: fat, obese, big fat piece of shit. Oh my God, what is that? It looks like a tank. Is that thing running around in the backyard with its shirt off? I'm going to go ahead and shoot that. That doesn't look normal.
How can something like that still be living?
Yes. Why is it? It is alive. Alive.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that, I watched Poor Things. What's her name? Emma Thompson won the Academy Award for it. I understand why now. I watched the movie and I was like, wow, that she just turned something out of whole cloth into something really, really seriously quite amazing. She was not, this doctor supposedly Frankenstein. It appears to me like Willem Dafoe's character. His name is Gottfried and she calls him God.
Of course.
What they found her character in the water and she was dead. She killed herself, but the baby was still viable. She was pregnant. So the doctor took the brain out of the baby and put it into the mom. And she was basically woke up a full grown woman as a baby.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, and they had to teach her all these things, and she learned. But the interesting thing is, John, is the language. How she shows that she gets better and better. Each scene you see her in, she progresses in terms of her vocabulary. It's really amazing.
Wow. Weird. Interesting.
And Mark Ruffalo is quite brilliant in it. He's really good.
What's going to happen with ever heard any rumors about the mysterious third season of Perry Mason?
I have no idea. They're having a hell of a time getting that off the ground because of the actors so busy.
I thought they'd already
the guy
made,
that was originally
I thought they had
the
already
American.
Filmed most of it.
Yeah, but there's a couple of things that I think they – I don't know. I'm hoping it comes out soon because I love that show. I know The Lincoln Lawyer is back soon.
That was a good one too. They did.
Yeah,
a good,
The Lincoln
Lawyer. I thought
the
guy with
back,
the Mexican American actor. What's his name? He's good.
Oh man, yeah, he's fantastic.
He did a good job with that character.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's
Mickey
he's
Howard.
Like a yeah. He's really got it together. But also too, I'll tell you, I watched a show that reminds me of Monk. It's called Will Trent. I don't know if you've seen it.
No,
I
haven't seen that. No.
Yeah, it's a really good. He's very OCD, And that's, I shouldn't laugh about that because I am too, and it's haunting. It won't leave you alone. Every time you do something, there's some kind of evenality, if that's even a word. You have to try to level everything out. Everything's like, if there's something on the left, it has to be on the right, and they have to be exactly the same size and proportion to each other. You see what I'm saying? Nobody thinks like that except for people with OCD.
Well, it's true. I mean, this lack of order in the universe needs to be resisted.
You have a craving. Yeah, you crave to establish
order. You want to see the pattern. Life.
So your mind attacks you and says, oh, because you didn't wear your lucky T-shirt today, that's why your team lost. That's bullshit. We all know that's bullshit.
Well, Carol and I are getting ready for our trip to Spain. As a consequence, we were watching this history thing on the Amazon Great Courses on history of Spain. And last night we learned what happened when Muhammad decided to, when he was evicted from Mecca and went off to write the Quran, and his return to Mecca was, let us say, triumphant.
Okay.
And then these, it turned out that when the Islamic peoples, you know, found out that Spain was having an internal warfare between the Christian, which was mainly what was left of the Roman influence in Spain, and versus the Visigoths, who had come in Germanic peoples and to the area, and they were killing each other or trying to take over Spain. In the meantime, Muhammad sends his people, or whoever came after Muhammad, they invade Spain and basically take over the whole country, because everybody else is fighting, and it turns out the actual real people don't care. They just, you know, they don't like the church because it was just like the Romans was taking tribute and duties and taxes out all the time. And they didn't like the Germans because the Visigoths, because they didn't like them because they liked one thing about them is they didn't care what your religion was. You didn't have to be their religion, you know, and you just had to not interfere with them. They didn't care whether you were Jewish or Christian or whatever.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But on the other hand, they had no laws. They lived by a code, okay, which has worked for a family or a tribe, maybe, but not so good for
not
a nation.
Country, yeah.
You know, and they had no way to succeed one king to another. You know, there was nothing that they had no history of
failed
kings.
Succession. Always a problem, John. Always a
right.
problem.
Right. Well, they had no history of the son gets it like Rome did a little bit. Okay.
The firstborn. Firstborn.
They didn't, you know, or England did for a while. I mean, it never works perfectly, but the Visigoths had nothing of that, okay? And so basically the way, you know, a king's succession was is that somebody who was going to cut the former king's head off, he's the new king.
Sounds very, very tribal. Sounds very much like it's a pack of like orangutans or gorillas. But, like the one young gorilla looks at the old gorilla and is like I'm gonna kick your ass now, and I'll be king.
So it's amazing how over 500 years, the church, the Romans, the church, the Visigoths, the Islamic Arabic peoples, you know, all in succession, took over the country because of the weaknesses and internal conflicts of the preceding regimes. Okay, each of them had the different kinds of problems, right?
Wow.
Really, wow. But what a
what a colorful history in a way. And that's all before Columbus heads off to.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy for you and your wife. I really am. You get a chance to go there and see that actual history and be awe-inspired by it and some of the architecture. And it's just, it's really simply amazing. And from what I've heard, the food is just fantastic.
Well, yeah, we're going to have some tapas, I'm pretty sure.
There you go.
You know, so.
Tapas.
Well, and that'll be a welcome break from the menu here at the Turd Sandwich Cafe.
Oh, without
and,
doubt.
I got to tell you, there's some bad news coming, but it's not going to bother you that much, okay?
No. Well, after you eat the sandwich, nothing's
you know,
going to
just
bother
take,
you.
Try our, I think the best, you know, one from today's menu actually would be the Isis Burger. You know, that probably nothing worse will happen the rest of the day.
Wow, Eddie, that sucker explodes in your mouth. I mean, with flavor.
I mean, anyway.
Wait, what? His head blew off. I didn't know that.
Anyway. All right.
What the hell?
Anyway.
Okay.
Are we done?
There was one.
You had another piece. Sports news.
I was gonna discuss something else about sports, but we've got baseball coming up, and for all you Nationals fans out there, if you're a suffering Nationals fan like me, we're watching a bit of a young team. We're watching an interesting transition. Let's not take that up. Their most recent ass whipping. The Mets just pummeled them 10-1.
Oh yeah.
But these are all spring training games. I mean, we're tuning up. You're looking at like less than a week before opening day, or maybe a week next week. Opening day is coming around the corner, and I think everybody's really happy about that. That's going to be interesting. I don't know about the pitching rotation. I do know this. It was kind of a surprise to a lot of folks that A.B. Martinez went with Josiah Gray as the starting opening day pitcher instead of Patrick Corbin. And now Corbin's the more experienced. And apparently yesterday, I don't know what happened, but they signed three vets. And I don't know who they are or what their background is, but I know everybody's very pleased with the signing that Rizzo came in right at the last minute and made these offers for these three guys, and they got them into camp. So that's exciting. You know, he felt like the team needed some experience. Interestingly enough, this is, to me, it may appear like a bigger deal than it actually is, but I think it's a big effing deal. Is Bobby Wagner, formerly of the Seattle Seahawks, signed a contract with the Commanders. Right now, Bobby Wagner is considered probably one, if not the best linebacker to ever play the game. This is a really, really big upgrade. I'm seeing the Commanders for the first time in the last 25 years assemble blue-collar team players. Guys that come in that know their role, that are better than what we have, and they're ready to contribute on a team basis. And that's a different – I we'll see. New coach and all, new program. I mean, the important thing is we got to get a quarterback. Right now they have Marcus Mariota. He's not a starting quarterback. He's a backup.
No, dear.
So just coming up, you know, in a couple of weeks you're going to have the draft, and I think they have the second pick, and I think you're going to see a quarterback. They're going to pick a quarterback. I don't know which one. I really don't. I have no skin in the game. I don't know. But I know it's going to be a young, talented quarterback, and they probably are going to start Marcus Mariota and have Mariota train that quarterback on, okay, this is our offense. This is what we do.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Hmm.
Zach Ertz signed with the Commanders, a tight end that's played in Philly.
That?
Zach Ertz played in Philadelphia. Zach Ertz, that's his name.
E-R-T-Z. E-R-T-Z. It's like
It's
Ertz. Like it's the bastard son of the Hertz family.
Oh my God, that Ertz.
Ertz.
Oh, that hurts, man. Yeah, that hurts. Well, hurts?
They did that on the highlights already. They've done that a million times for him on the highlights. They're like, look at Jack. Oh, my God, that hurts. Yeah, that was his got a nickname. It's pretty easy. Pretty easy name to make fun of. I'm sure he's used to it. Good football player. Even better guy. Character guy. Really good dude.
I would like to have a case of beer.
I don't think he drinks beer. I don't think any of those guys do anymore.
That used to be my last name, case of beer.
Hey, that was my old DJ name. Hey, everybody. Good morning. It's case of beer in the morning, everybody. I see we're coming up on the top of the hour. Jad and I are going to... We're going to do a giveaway. If you call it, be the 10th caller, we'll give you a black t-shirt. And you'll get to go see Foghat on the fairgrounds because they're half dead. All right.
Don't play football drunk, okay?
Oh, please. Don't play. Just play flag. Play flag football. Yeah, they have a really cool softball program down there in Culpeper, too. I'm looking forward to it, so that should be fun. I'm going to play.
Why would someone, where do you think the name Culpeper come from?
I don't. It's got to be somebody's, I think it's somebody's last. I've met a guy named Culpeper. Dante Culpeper was a famous football player.
South of the border, you know, peppers are like cultural names for male genitalia.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I mean, if you got a Seguro pepper versus a Tijuana pepper, I mean, there's a difference.
I am really trying to stay away from the dick jokes. And John is just, dick joke, dick joke, dick joke, dick joke. I want a dick joke. No.
No, I don't. I'm just talking about, you know, this problem of peppers. Culpeper. You're going to Culpeper. I'm just worried about you.
My one friend said, back to the Confederacy. I'm like, yeah, okay,
right. Sure.
Whatever you say.
Oh, Lord.
Whatever. Yeah, I'm sure that's...
No, you're...
This is for somebody who lives in Texas. Shut up!
Mike's going to go down there and join the second round offensive to take Richmond back again.
Look. I lived outside of Richmond. I've seen it. I really don't. I'm not interested. I'm good. Besides, my niece is down there taking, her and her husband are taking over Richmond anyway. So
they're taking over Richmond. Yeah.
Yeah. And her brother and my nephew, Charlie.
All right.
Charlie Cucurini. Remember now, there's two Charlies. There's a Charlie West, which is my nephew, and a Charlie Cucurini, which is my nephew. So.
Well, the Cucurinis are, you know, going to eventually spread across the country, multiplying like fireflies.
Everyone.
I don't know what happens to them in the winter.
I don't know, man.
Their light is going to shine.
If they say, hey, we've got smoked barbecue, the guy's cooked for 8 hours, we want you to show up. You know what? I'm there for the barbecue sandwich. Oh, those babies are all very cute.
You know, you just thought of a way, you know, if you were to publish your first book and its title was called How to Find a Cucurini, you would say, okay, when you go and you smell that 8 hour cooked barbecue sauce.
Yeah, then you know somebody's coming.
You know that a family rep is there, okay?
Someone. We've got some beans.
You know.
We've got beans, we got greens, we got all kind of stuff.
So
come on down.
Earlier, I used the firefly metaphor to describe the explosion of cucurinis across the land. But, you know, since it's going to go via barbecue sauce, we'll have to come up with a slightly different. I think that the new Moose Turd Cafe could make a contribution here. But
they won't let us.
I'll
run it by, you know, in the next meeting, I'll bring it up in the next cucurini meeting. Next time we have a Zoom cucurini meeting, I'll bring it up.
Here's the problem. Okay, I know that the former owner of this restaurant, he believed that if you put barbecue sauce on a shit sandwich, that it will taste better. But that's bullshit.
Was he French?
That is complete
the French
bullshit.
Back in the day used to cover up poisonous meat with their gravy. I need to put together this sauce, Mr. Yeah. Mr. Pookin. I have to, you have to have this. Now go away! All right,
that reminds me.
A second time.
Don't, if you're going to make Freedom Fries or a Democracy
Freedom!
Burger.
I find russets make the best fries.
Right, but if you're going to make Freedom Fries or a Democracy Burger, which some people will want to do in the campaign season, I suggest that you make sure that it's not a piece of shit inside the sandwich.
Right,
okay?
Right. Yeah, yeah. You may want to.
Because it's not going to taste any
you
better.
You want to be aware of whoever's there while you're making the sandwich, because you don't know. They could sneak over and take a big dump on your sandwich and just, there you go. That's for you. Enjoy.
Don't let the people think it's still a shit sandwich, okay? Yeah. Just because it has a good
record. By the way, let me take a moment and give me my buddy a shout out. Big Al Goodwin's birthday was yesterday, and he finally made it back home. He's been a road warrior here the last couple of weeks, performing all over Washington State, and he's been running all over the Northwest doing his thing in Colorado there, right outside right there in Boulder. And apparently his wife tells me that there was a great deal of snow. I'm not sure if Al has to get up this morning and shovel snow. I hope not, for his sake. He probably doesn't. Maybe it all melted, but that's the thing about Boulder, you know, it's amazing to see. One day it's in the 60s, and the next day they got, like, you know, 3 feet of snow.
So I heard snow yesterday or day before in up in Vermont. Where?
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Holy crap! They were showing the scenes from all the, like, the cars pulled over on the side of the road, just couldn't make it through.
Yeah. No, it's a big whomping storm.
And then they had some vehicles come and be abandoned on the side of the roads up there, but they did save all the people. I don't think there was any real tragedy. I don't think anybody died in their car or anything like that. So
that occasionally happens up there. It depends on, you know.
Oh, it happens in snow climates. Yeah, big time. Yeah, I've seen that happen, but, sure.
Yeah.
People get stuck. You know, there was a 37 car pileup somewhere in the Midwest because of the snow, and they didn't even know. I think the first responder said there was a dog in the back of one of the cars that they weren't aware of until they came to pull the car away and get it hooked up to the tow
and started barking.
They found
barking.
The dog. It was really just not feel. The dog did not feel well at all.
Oh, right. Okay.
It was like half dead, you know? So they brought it in, and the dog's fine now. The dog's, like, got a new lease on life. It's all the owner and the passenger in the car were all killed.
No doubt, but traumatized, but yeah.
Yeah, the dog lived. The dog lived, but yeah, you know that dog's a mess. That's tough. That's not easy.
Yeah. So. Rescue Ranger.
And again, I want to say another shout out to a friend of this show, Bo Alexander. Mo, all I can tell you, buddy, is I'm sorry. I'm so sorry you lost your animal there, pal. And I know that means a lot to all of us that, you know, once you have a pet, and you lose it, it's hard. It's not easy. So
do
I just
you,
want to give a shout out
to Mo.
Do
you remember hearing sermons in church, about how we spend more money on our pets than we do on the poor humans in our neighborhoods?
I don't know.
Do you remember that sermon?
Have you met people, John?
By the way, our dead pet sandwich at the Turd Cafe is a real
occasionally,
winner.
Occasionally, I don't have a problem with that. I really don't. I've seen some people in our society, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to go hang out with my dog. I'll see you later.
Yeah. Oh, and you know, I thought it was a rare thing, but now I know it's not, that the number of women who prefer dogs to men.
Interesting. My wife loves cats.
Maybe that's just a personal
dogs.
Experience of mine.
She loves cats and dogs. So do I. So do I, actually. I love cats and dogs, too. I've had both, and both have been wonderful creatures.
You'd take them over a boyfriend any day.
Except for this bastard that lives in my house now!
Oh, looks like the revenge
was
of the kitty.
Was that too much anger? That was too much anger.
Well, I mean, directed at your cat, a little, you know, I mean.
He's just obsessive about what he wants. He's very spoiled, and he's very determined to get what he wants when he wants it.
You know, you could handicap him. You could put him on a little thing with wheels.
Yeah, we thought of it. See, now I got to get a treadmill for myself and the cat. Maybe he'll figure out how to follow me or ride, like walk alongside of me on the treadmill. I've seen that before.
Well,
that's
he might not
weird.
Be able to jump up on the counter anymore
this
and
cat is
knock
just
everything
so,
off.
I say he's obnoxious. On one hand, he's incredibly obnoxious. On the other hand, he's absolutely hysterical.
Right.
I mean, he knocked a bowl over onto the floor last night and scared the shit out of him, so he ran and hid. What did I do? Oh, no.
Yeah, right.
All because he wanted his treat.
Yes.
We have been playing this game where she gets like three or four treats, I get three or four treats, and we throw them around the house so he'll chase after them. And he finds them every time he gets the treats. But if you do that at a certain time, this is the teachings of so many people, animals are creatures of habit. You know, they are. They have the same habits sometimes over and over again. And this guy is just, talk about OCD, man. He's always tearing at the paper towels on the counter. He's always trying to knock the coffee pot off of its insert. He's always pushing over bowls and stuff. He's always reaching into a drawer, like he's hanging on the counter. He's reaching into a drawer, trying to pull out the cutlery so he can throw it on the floor.
I think it's like typical 2 and 3 year old child behavior.
Yeah, pretty
my
much.
My son, when he was sitting in his high, my first son, when he was sitting in his high chair at dinner, you know, you would give him some food on the plate on his high chair, right? You know, or the tablet, and he would take the food, look at it, take a bite of it, and then extend his hand over the edge and drop it on the floor, you know, just to see. And then he would giggle.
Yeah.
Oh, that was cool.
Try it again. Just like the scene in Aquaman we were watching the other night. Aquaman's changing the baby's diapers, and he's like, "That's a good boy." And he dips the baby pees right in his mouth.
Oh, that's yeah. I remember that one. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh yeah, I know that happens all the time. Yeah, it happens all the time. People talk about that all the time. You just, you know, new mothers, new fathers. That's
by the way, we have a baby pee juice here in the cafe that you may
have that on the side.
Check on, you know.
Sorry, but John, that's going to have to go into the specialty item. So really,
okay. Extra charge. I'm sorry.
Wow. That is definitely not on the budget. Man. You know how you go into a restaurant and like sometimes you'll walk up and you'll know the owner and you'll be like, I know this isn't on the menu, but.
But.
So that's where we're at. Hey, we're coming up on 8 o'clock. We're going past the top of the hour, John. We got to jump off of here. Guys, enjoy the sports. Have fun with them. Don't take them too seriously. Just enjoy yourself. And try to be nice to each other. That's all. Just try to be nice to each other. It's not that hard.
All right. Okay. Thank you guys
so
much. Much
love to everybody. Thanks, John. Great job.
Right.
Thank you.
Take care, pal. Yeah. Well, that was the Turd Sandwich Cafe. And I should stop. Let me stop the recorder here on that one.